tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marnie Johnson. Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport is open once again after Tuesday's suicide attack that killed 41 people and injured at least 200 others. It was 10 p.m. local time when two attackers with automatic weapons opened fire at a security checkpoint before blowing themselves up. A third bomber detonated outside. Some passengers arriving in New York said they barely escaped the attack.
I can't believe it. That, you know, I feel like, how are we alive? Like, you know, if the flight was delayed 2 hours, we would have been exactly in that spot.
So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. European leaders are in Brussels for a second day of meetings on Britain's pending departure from the European Union. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, met with EU leaders for the first time yesterday since Brits voted to quit the union, and he urged both sides to cooperate as much as possible. But as Lisa Brand reports, EU leaders aren't having it.
EU leaders sent their own message to Britain. Don't expect special treatment once you leave, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Leaders now turn to a future without Britain, and amid widespread calls to re-energize and reinvent a European project that began after World War II. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Italy's Navy is raising the wreckage of a boat believed to have carried at least 700 African migrants when it sank in April 2015. Only 28 people are believed to have survived the wreckages. The Navy has recovered over 100 bodies so far, but many more, including women and children, are feared locked below deck when it sank off the coast of Lampedusa. This is VOA News.